Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Market analysis time now. Last Friday, not a good day in the markets. Put it to us simply, plainly, Randy.
It was not a very good day at all. Started higher in the overnight, and then things just kind of the wheels fell off from there. So, I mean, Unknown Destination came in and bought some soybeans here overnight, coming in with about 192,000 metric tons, split between old crop and new crop, but it just didn't seem to be enough to get the wheels going here.
Okay.
You know, last week's export sales were a little bit light, a little bit disappointing. You know, wheat was negative number, of course, with some cancellations and then moving, rolling to the new crop, but corn wasn't that stellar, and then, you know, with the potential peace deal, that kind of just overshadowed everything.
Over the weekend on Iowa PBS's Market to Market show, the CEO of Roche Ag in Chicago, Brad Matthews.
Well, the carryout's big, right? So it's every rally is going to be muted from this point on because farmers have more grain still to sell. And what you saw this week starting yesterday, what you saw more today, you might see a little bit more Monday, is what they call the Rogers roll. And that is where the index funds, your long-only funds, are moving out of their long positions in the front month and going into a deferred contract. That's why you saw July down a lot more than what you saw the September and the December down. Now, it's supposed to be 3 days. Monday should be day three. So we should see the spread start to strengthen back up after that. But yes, your first decent bounce back, which seasonally you're supposed to get, you know, high typically middle to third week of June, something like that, you need to be looking at cleaning it up.
How much is China, or the lack of China business, having an impact on the market?
Well, that's the problem, is they say that the White House said that they are, right? $17 billion. And then you hear these rumors yesterday, which is why we were up, about they might be getting rid of or lowering their tariffs on grains. The question is, do they come in and buy? And if they do, when, right? If they do come in and buy corn, then I would have to think, once again, that synthetic floor concept is going to be in. You're going to get a nice spike up. Just that one rumor from the Sunday night, we were up 21 cents. Problem is, then the trade sat there and said, okay, where are they? Are they buying? Nobody stepped in. Nobody bought. China didn't confirm the rumors, so we went right back down. But yes, that could be a big wild card still.
Is it time to worry about the weather?
I think it's a little early. In some cases, the market kind of looked at that as, in other areas, they were too wet. So the dryness was a good thing. The GDUs, you know, allowing it to grow. But I do think if we're still having this conversation in a week and a half, 2 weeks, then they're going to start putting some premium in. But before you even get to June 1st is a little too early. If you're a buyer of corn, I think where we are right now to about 15 cents lower is a spot to be accumulating corn. And I believe that because, there's, once again, we talked about these wild cards. China, if they do step up and buy, you're going to get a rally. You have all the summer to get through, which they say around 80% of the time you get some form of a weather rally. Whether it's just a scare, actually a production problem, but some form of an opportunity. And if things don't actually have this memorandum of understanding, a deal, if that goes south again with Iran, there are multiple things that can cause the market to go back up. So this area on Dease corn down to 455 is where I would be accumulating corn to get through the summer months. I think it's five is going to be the number. Five and a quarter is where Dease corn can get to if the Iran war gets south again and you put some premium back into it, if the funds buy back some of these contracts they got out of, or if China buys some. But if it's a combination, you know, where you have what they call the perfect storm, where the Iran thing goes south, you have a weather problem and China's buying, it's tough to say how high we can go, but it could be quite a bit higher. I mean, the funds got to, what was it, 340,000 net long in corn at one point on their peak. In a normal year, they get long typically at least once a year, right? And 220 to 250,000 about as long as they typically get. There's a few outside years, maybe two out of every 10, where you're talking 350, 400. Usually those are very high inflation years. So the fact that they got to 330, 340 was absolutely the funds driving up price as a hedge against inflation.
What's the story right now for old crop soybeans?
Honestly, what you have to take a look at is bean oil. Bean oil is driving the market. Biodiesel demand is fantastic. The crush is fantastic. If you take a look at a bean oil chart and then you go take a look at beans, you'll understand why beans have stayed as firm as they are. You got a very big difference, though, between old crop and new crop beans. Old crop beans, after they had the big break from their high, it's really been a lot more sideways to a little rally, then they fell back into the sideways range, where new crop was able to make new highs and continue to stay around those highs. And just so the guys know here listening, 1170 is what I'm looking at right now. If you have a close below 1170 November beans and you don't have enough sold, that would be my indicator that what I call an upward rotation, which is what we're in right now. We're in an upward rotation, which means the market should continue to try to work its way higher. I'm wrong on being in upward rotation on a close below 1170, get more aggressive on sale. Well, we're at 1190 today, I believe is right around where the settlement was. And if BNOA continues to do what it does, I think that we should have opportunities to continue to see a 12 in front of it.
Market analyst Brad Matthews, CEO of Roach Ag, on Market to Market over the weekend. This is Inside Agriculture. Time now for the weather.